Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Engineering Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Sir Harsh Patel. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Fair India Securities, I would like to welcome all the participants for Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Patel Engineering Limited. We are pleased to have with us the management team represented by Managing Director Ms. Kavita Sirvaikar and Chief Financial Officer Mr. Rahul Agarwal. We will have the opening remarks from the management followed by Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Harsh. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining our Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call. We have uploaded the presentation summarizing for the quarter and half-year ending September 2025, along with the company's statement. I hope you have had the opportunity to review the same. During this quarter, there was a heavy impact of monsoon in some of our project sites. Despite all challenges, we have been able to achieve around rupees 1,200 crore revenue for the quarter. This progress is dedicated to the hard work and commitment of the entire Patel team. I will now walk you through some of the key operational highlights for this quarter. At our Subansiri project, which is located in Arunachal Pradesh, the wet commissioning of the first unit of 250 MW out of total eight units was successfully carried out, and the full commissioning of this unit and integration of the power grid is expected shortly for this unit. Further, post the quarter, the second unit wet commissioning is also in progress, and we expect that all the balance units shall also be completed in the coming few months. At Kwar Hydropower Project, which is in Jammu and Kashmir, we achieved daylighting breakthrough of the dam top road tunnel and breakthrough in the upper horizontal portion of the pressure shaft 4. We successfully completed pouring of about 1.5 lakh cubic meters of concrete in the project. At the CIDCO Water Tunnel Project, located in Mumbai, we achieved a record-breaking 752 meters of tunneling in a single month, one of the highest-ever monthly urban tunneling progress recorded in India. At PGRW Project, which is an underground water tunnel located in Mumbai, we completed 2,045 meters of tunneling using a 2.8-meter diameter TBM and achieved a breakthrough at the Ghatkopar Lower Lever Reservoir Shaft, marking completion of the TBM excavation. There were various challenges pertaining to geology, which the company overcame through rigorous planning and execution. At our T7 Tunnel Project site located in Sikkim, we completed the concrete lining works in all aspects, which is a significant milestone towards the completion of India's first underground broad gauge railway station. This quarter, we have been able to achieve a consolidated revenue of rupees 1,208 crore, growth of around 3% for the quarter as compared to the corresponding quarter in previous year. And on a half-year basis, revenue has increased by around 7% to rupees 2,442 crore from rupees 2,276 crore in corresponding period last year. Our net profit is at 77 crore, and for the half-year, it is 152 crore. During this quarter, we have settled a litigation in the U.S. with insurance companies for $5 million against a claim of $40 million. This was a claim of indemnity against sureties given by them for one of our subsidiaries where operations were closed earlier. Based on legal advice obtained, there was no adverse outcome expected, but to save on future litigation and other travel administrative costs involved, we agreed to settle this case for a value which would have been anyway incurred to fight this litigation over the next few years, with the risk of outcome still open. Now, coming to our debt position, our debt as on September 25 is 1,543 crore, as compared to 1527 crore in last quarter. During the quarter, we raised an NCD of rupees 90 crore, which carried a coupon of 10.25% per annum, having a tenure of 3 years, and we have repaid OCD of around 100 crore. Post end of the quarter, we have completed sale of Chengalpet land parcel in Chennai and realized around 135 crore, which shall be utilized to reduce debt. Further, in the quarter, we also received the letter of award for one project, the Tista 5 by NHPC. The project is located in Sikkim. Now, moving on to order book. As of September 30, 2025, our order book stands at rupees 15,146 crore. Out of that, hydro is 62%, irrigation is 20%, 7% from tunneling, and remaining 11% from urban infra and other segments. We have submitted tenders of around 34,000 crore, which are currently under evaluation, and we expect it will be open in coming few months. Further, we have projects identified of around 18,000 crore which are in the pipeline and expected to come up for bidding in near future. We anticipate a healthy order inflow for the remainder of FY26. This is apart from a list of tenders of more than 1 lakh crore worth projects which will be coming up for bidding in near future. We are hopeful of achieving our target order inflow of around 8,000 to 10,000 crore in next 6 months. Globally, India is the third largest producer and consumer of electricity. As of September 25, non-fossil fuels accounted for 256 gigawatts, which is 51% of the total installed capacity. India's target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030 would double the current capacity. This would mean huge spends by government in this segment. Hence, the government has proposed to increase investment in power sector through its 9 PSUs by 21% to INR 86,000 crore in 2025-26 budget. These investments are allocated to all green energy projects. Further, there has also been progress made on river interlinking projects. So far, detailed project reports have been completed for 11 such projects. The Ken-Betwa project was the first to start and has already seen an investment of over 3,900 crore. These upcoming projects will help provide water for farming, drinking, and also generate clean electricity. Also, there are multiple road, railway, metro tunnels, and open excavation projects coming up, which will add diversity in our order book. With a huge set of upcoming projects and to ensure that we are ready to undertake large value projects, Board of Directors has decided to raise fresh capital of up to 500 crore via right issue, which will ensure that all existing shareholders are given an opportunity to invest. These funds shall be utilized for debt servicing so that the cash flow from operations shall be available for deployment in new projects as we expect huge inflow of new orders. Before I conclude, I would like to share a few moments of pride that reflect the dedication of our teams. We were honored to be recognized as the fastest growing construction company medium category at the 23rd Construction Times Global Awards 2025. We also achieved an important safety milestone, 11 million safe man hours at the Parnai project. This achievement is a testament to our unwavering commitment to safety and quality, which are values that remain at the core of everything that we do. The government's strong focus on hydropower, pump storage and tunneling is well aligned with our core strengths. Further, there is a huge opportunity coming up in metro and other works. This is creating a large pipeline of new opportunities. We remain committed to timely execution and steady, sustainable growth. Thank you. Now, I will ask Rahul to take you through the company's financial numbers.
Thank you, Kavita, and good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the company's financials for the quarter and H1 FY26. On a consolidated basis, The revenue for the quarter is 1,208 crores, up by 3% year-on-year, given by a strong project execution. Operating EBITDA for the quarter is 159 crores, which is a margin of 13.13%, and profit after tax stands at 77.35 crores with a margin of 6.4%. On a standalone basis, the revenue is 1,198 crores, an increase of 3.74%. Operating EBITDA is 151 crores with a margin of 12.6%, and profit after tax is 64 crores with a margin of 5.37%. Sector-wise revenue breakup for the quarter, hydro is 55%, irrigation is 28%, tunneling is 10%, roads and others are another 7%, and our book-to-bill ratio currently stands at around 3.1. Now moving to the numbers for the half year. On a half yearly basis, our consolidated revenue is 2,442 crores, up by 7.29%. Operating EBITDA is 324 crores, a margin of 13.27%. Profit after tax has increased by around 18% and stands to 152 crores with a margin of 6.24%. On a standalone basis, revenue is 2,422 crores, an increase of 8%. Operating EBITDA is 310 crores with a margin of 12.79%. Profit after tax is 134 crores with a margin of 5.5%. Moving to debt, the total debt as of September is 1,543 crores, out of which working capital debt is 1,014 crores and remaining is term debt of around 529 crores. This debt has reduced from 1,603 crores as of March 25, so a reduction of 60 crores. Total debt and contractual advances as of 30th September is 2,100 crores compared to 2,267 crores as of March 25. Hence, overall serviceable debt has also reduced by 164 crores during the first 6 months. Finance cost for the quarter is 79 crores as compared to 76 crores in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. Overall debt to equity stands at around 0.39 and net working capital days is 125 days. That was all on our Q2 FY26 results brief from our side. Now we are happy to take any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Mr. Dhananjay, maybe we can get on to the next question and we can take him later.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll begin again, sir. The next question is from the line of Nirman from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
So is the management and the participant audible?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please go ahead.
So, if I look at the consolidated segment reporting, so there has been a substantial increase in profit in the civil construction segment. So, what are the reasons for that?
Sorry, can you once again please repeat the question?
So, if I look at the consolidated segment reporting, there's been a substantial increase in the profitability for the civil construction segment. So, you know, what led to that increase in profitability? And also, again, looking at the real estate segment, there's a loss. So, what are the reasons for that loss also?
So there is no actually revenue as such during the current quarter from the real estate segment. It's only operational expenses. And one settlement of a contractor, if you have for the real estate segment, that should be showing in the loss.
Okay, and so all the profitability that is improved is in the civil construction segment.
Correct.
Okay. And so second question on this rights issue. So, you know, we were expecting a lot of money from these non-core asset settlements. Mm-hmm. So, while that is there, we are also raising money via rights issue. So, can you explain the rationale behind it?
Sir, see that timing of the cash flow requirement is the question. So we have as told on the call, we have sold one land bank, but that money is going to repay the debt. Now, if we raise some funds right now, we can use funds for new projects. And because there are so much projects in pipeline, we have bidded for around 34,000 crores, another 18,000 we'll bid before March. And next year, another 1 lakh crore is coming up for bidding. So we are wanting to have money so that we are easily able to plan these projects.
And one or two clarifications. So one, do we have any business, operational business in the real estate segment, or there is no business?
No, we don't have any operational business right now in the real estate segment. We have shut that business down. There's one project which we had done in Hyderabad, which OC is still pending, but the project is all, completed. So apart from that, nothing in the real estate business.
Okay. Then secondly, we reported some settlements on the exchange. So have all those settlements been accounted in Q2 results or anything is pending?
No, everything is accounted.
Okay. And thirdly, in the cash flow statement, there is a 65 crore excess credit return back. So that was also netted off in the exceptional items, right?
No. See, mostly it will be part of other income.
Okay, part of the other income.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadev from MoneyGrow. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Okay, sorry for earlier. Congratulations on the steady ship, and I think exciting years ahead. So, quick questions. Cash collections were very robust in the first half. What happened there? The receivable days are down to 52 days. Is that sustainable?
So, see, the first half for the year has been pretty good, and generally the last quarter is also good. So, we see that our receivable days between 45 to 60 days. So, that should be there.
Now that's a meaningful change from earlier, right, Rahul? Because we were, a few years ago, we were at 114, then down to 80, then down to, high 60s. Now you're saying 45 to 60 going forward is sustainable? Is it part of the contract?
Yes. So once the bills are getting certified, they're getting paid in 45 to 60 days.
Fantastic. That's going to make a huge difference in your cash flow profile. Okay, great. Second question is, your inventories have been restated from 4386 crores in March 25 accounts to 1092 as of current statement for March 25. Can you explain what happened there?
So there's a reclassification. The inventory that has been moved to other current assets and other non-current assets.
Why is that?
So based on accounting policies, we reviewed for other entities also, and they are moved. Basically, the WIP has been moved to as contract assets in other current and non-current assets.
Is that market and accounting practice, and why was it not being followed till now?
No. So it is a policy practice which some companies follow and some do not. This time, we discussed a lot in length with auditors, and we were convinced that we should also do it.
Okay. My next question.
Essentially, what also marks is the portion of which completed projects has been moved to non-current assets.
So this has nothing to do with your settlements in this Vivad Se Vishwas scheme or anything like that.
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Next is your improvement in ratings. Are you expecting, further ratings review given the bump for asset sales in the months ahead? And are you also seeing and negotiating lower borrowing costs?
So, negotiation of lower borrowing costs is a continuous process. As and when the banks take it for renewal, we, based on the recent improvement in the ratings, we request for the reduction in interest costs. And we are looking that some banks have started reducing also. As regards rating upgrade, we see that post March, we will, go again request for a upgrade.
Understood. How much of your loans are fixed versus floating interest rate loans? So where do you get the benefit if rate, the entire rate size curve comes down?
So sir, it is all the working capital loans are floating.
Right. And fixed? And the term loans?
The term loans are mostly fixed.
Term loans are fixed. Right. So that's what we are repaying faster and we take advantage on the working capital side.
Yeah.
Understood. I have some more questions. Should I come back in queue?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So just wanted to know, based on whatever bid pipeline we have and another 18,000 crore bids we are going to do. So you said 7 to 8,000 crore order inflow for next year, right? And what is the number of guidance for this year, FY26?
So FY26 only we had said 8,000, 2,500 we have already done. Balance we are expecting in next 5-6 months it should come.
So in next 4-5 months, how many bids are going to be finalized and out of these 34,000 bids we have submitted? Any idea on that?
See, we expect that most of this should come out in the next 6 months.
Okay. So we are pretty confident of achieving these numbers, 7 to 8,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And secondly, again coming back to this extraordinary 31 crore. So in note number 5, we have mentioned that apart from this settlement claim, there was also provision right back for associate company. So what is the breakup of 31 crore? What was the settlement we had to pay and what was the right back we got from associate company?
So the settlement what we have to pay is for the US settlement, which is $5 million, around 44-45 crores. And rest 13-14 crores is the right back of provision.
Okay, so 14-15 crore we have received right away.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the margin outlook going ahead in H2?
The margin outlook will be similar, 13-14%.
14-14%. And you also mentioned that we are entering into the new sector, to diversify. So which all sector and whether the upcoming bids of 18,000 crore, whether we are entering into new sector where we are going to bid?
So we are looking at some sector like, maybe Kavita can answer more, but metro or, other excavation.
So related, So related segment, yeah. Only, like there is lot of work coming in underground metro and surface metro. So we are exploring the opportunity available in the sector. Selectively road sector and metro, that we are planning to enter into it. And some related work, excavation work, earthwork, that also we will explore.
Okay. And we will be bidding standalone or we are going to do some joint venture with some other player who are already have proven track record in these segments?
So it will be decided based on the project which will be coming up for bidding. So based on the PQ criteria, we'll decide.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Very all by my friend. All of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Mishra from SK Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. So I just wanted to know about the recent NCD which we had raised. What would be utilizing the funds for? Also, as of now, how much of the funds has been utilized and how much still remains to be utilized? Could you give a bifurcation for that?
See, as of now, you've utilized everything.
We've utilized everything?
Yeah.
All right. And what has been the purpose of that, if you could clarify a bit on that?
Mainly replacement of debt only. So we had other debt to be repaid. So it is a replacement of debt.
All right, sir. And any further plans for fundraising for CAPEX or anything like that, sir?
So we have proposed a right issue and this board has approved of up to 500 crores. So that we will be taking up at the right time. It is just we have taken a board approval and kept for that.
All right. And like, what is the long-term potential for orders like which we see for like us with respect to CEAs and the recent announcement related to the hydropower capacity transmission like from the Bombay Brahmaputra basin, if you could throw some light on that.
So you are talking about that 76 gigawatt transmission.
Yeah.
So there are lot of opportunities. See, that is the reason we have been now looking at raising capital so that, you know, we are ready when these projects come up, because not only hydro, other segments are also coming up and there are many, many opportunities there.
All right, sir. Great. That's also my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jeet Gala from Centra Insights LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, the new order run rate has been slow, right, in the first half. So we've added some 2,500 crores and probably expecting another 6,000-7,000 crores for the second half. So usually what is the trend of new order coming in that happened in last year first half? If you can just and explain why the order flow is very slow this time.
See, last year was an exceptional year because of elections, the order inflow was very low. And before that year, it was last 2 years before that, around 4,000-5,000 per year was there. And it is not fixed actually, you know, it depends upon when the bid happened and when they will complete everything and open. So what we have seen right now is a lot of bidding has already been done, around 34,000 crores. And so we expect them to start opening anytime. That's why we said few months it will need.
Understood. And so we have a long-term debt of around 525 crores. So what is the repayments for the repayments coming up in the next 6 months and in FY27?
So between next six months will be around 30-40 crores and FY27 is around 150 odd crores.
All right. So the entire money of rights will go towards debt servicing, largely long-term debt?
So what we will do is we will use the money to service the debt so that the operational cash flows can be redeployed in the business.
So working capital closure also is what you're hinting at.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, I'm actually new to the company. So if you can just highlight what are the non-core assets of the company that probably are looking to, you know, monetize in the next 1 year.
So we are looking at, you know, raising money around 150-200 crores from non-core assets in next 1 year.
This is in addition to 135 that you already did, right?
Yeah, 135 we have done. Additional next 1 year, you know, by FY27, this much more can happen.
Understood. And sir, any guidance for FY26? What will top line and margins look like for the balance 6 months?
So this year we had given, because of last year order inflow was less, so only marginal growth, around similar 5,000 crores as last year, and margins around 13-14%.
Okay. And sir, can you help me understand the margin profile with respect to the order book breakup? I mean, is hydro a better margin profile work, or is irrigation better, or is tunneling better? I mean, just within the work profile, I mean, which kind of work has a better margin?
So traditionally, hydro has been a better margin, maybe 100-200 basis points better than the others. And irrigation and roads have been lower. So on an average, it is around 13-14%.
Understood. And so one last question. So when you said book-to-bill ratio of 3.1, which is what you're doing, right? 15,000 crores of order divided by 3 is 5,000 crores every year kind of number that you're working at, right?
That's correct, right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Star Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, can you provide a brief on the order pipeline and which states are you planning to focus on, if any, like for the project bidding?
See, the order pipeline around 50-60% is from the hydro PSP segment only. And so the states generally for hydro is in the north, like J&K, Himachal, Northeast. PSP is coming up in other states also. Then there are other segments, for example, irrigation projects, urban infra projects and tunneling projects. So this is all spread across various states, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, you know, everywhere.
Okay. So could you please like elaborate on the amount by which you intend to lower your debt during the current fiscal year?
So current fiscal year, see, we are expecting debt to go down by another 100 odd crores from now.
Okay. That was from my side. Thank you and all the best for the future quarters.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bhavya Shah from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. My question is, what is the interest cost that we are estimating for the financial year 26 on the consolidated level?
So right now we are somewhere around 75-76 crore a quarter. So this round should be there.
So by that calculation, it should be around 280 to 300
crore? Yeah, correct.
So wouldn't we get the benefit of interest rate reduction that has happened in last couple of months at the same time the reduction of the debt?
Yeah, so see, last year we were at around 330. So this year almost 10% reduction is there.
Okay. And any update on the promoter shares that is in place? Any update on the release of that?
So not yet, but we are working on them. You know, let's see, maybe by March or post March something should work.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from Moneygrow. Please go ahead.
Hi Rahul. So, you know, these recent litigations were settled. You said it's totally settled. Are there any other such litigations or disputes that are still pending?
So, Viraj, there are no such material litigations which we have against us right now. I mean, obviously, there are arbitration awards and claims that we have.
That's separate. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so there is nothing material against us.
Okay, great. My next question is, you know, there were some very large hydropower projects coming up for bidding towards the end of this year. Is the 30,000 crore bid, does it include that or is that still to be put in as a bid going ahead?
No, so one is already bidded. One more.
How large is that project, if I may?
Around 15,000 plus.
Okay, so that bid is already in. And when is the result expected for that?
Maybe 3-4 months.
Okay. Understood. And, you know, given, you know, so congratulations obviously on the land monetization, Chengalpattu 200 acres. We've been asking for this for some time. So this year between arbitration and this land monetization, should we have upwards of 200 crores coming?
We do expect that, yes.
Okay. And, you know, your land in Telangana, 430 acres, is that prime land or is it rural land? Because I believe land prices in that region are really skyrocketing.
So it is actually little outskirts.
Okay. And the Panvel land is obviously very prime and getting more prime with completion of the airport.
Yeah, hopefully.
Any plans to monetize that anytime soon?
No, we are actually for Panvel, we are waiting and we are evaluating various options, what would be the best way to monetize that land parcel.
Understood. Great. And I saw your deck with 25% of the projects, 50 to 70% completed, and 20% of them 30 to 50% completed. Presumably FY27 and FY28 should be big years for the company. Is that correct? In terms of growth, revenue growth?
Yeah, we are also expecting that.
Fantastic. And the rights proceeds are entirely for working capital to improve your ability to bid for further projects, or is it also for debt pay down?
So the way we are taking it is we will use it for debt repayments, so that, you know, next year all debt repayments we are doing from this, and so that we can use the operational cash flows from for the working capital or, you know, mobilization of new projects.
Understood. So immediately the rights money will go towards debt pay down, and then you will draw upon your working capital limits as you win projects.
Right, right. So that way we can save on interest costs.
Absolutely. Any timeline for these rights plan?
Not fixed yet. I mean, we will see now. We just
okay.
Taken. Yeah.
Thank you. All the very best to you, Mr. Shivaikar, and the rest of the team.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dia Chen from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So we have targeted an order book of 25,000 CR by the end of FY26. So are we still on track to achieve that?
We are looking at, you know, around 8,000 total by this year. So with that, it should happen.
So 8,000 in H2?
No, 8,000 total for the year. So another 6,000.
All right, sir. And also, can we reach like a 6,000 or maybe 5,500 CR revenue by FY27 and maybe like a 15-16% EBITDA margin?
So that is our target.
And this is your target, or maybe even higher than this?
No, the first target is that only, that 10 to 15% growth we get this next year.
All right. And for margins?
Margin-wise, similar profile, 13-14%.
All right, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Shah from Wallport PMS. Please go ahead.
So again, my question is there any change in employee strength from quarter on quarter? Like, what is the employee strength as of now we have?
Around 4,600.
And is that an increase or a decrease as compared to the last quarter?
Minor increase only.
Okay, and I think one of the participants asked about right issue. So, is the promoter category going to participate in this right issue, or is there any clarity on that?
So, we expect them to participate.
Okay. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from Manikro. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rahul. You know, there were some cost optimization initiatives that you all were piloting. Have you made any meaningful progress on that? And can you guide towards any kinds of savings starting FY27?
It is difficult to put a number to it, but we are working on various options for that. And
okay, would you like to maybe detail that in a subsequent call?
Yeah, we can detail that in a subsequent call.
Okay, fantastic. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Rupani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a follow-up question on the promoter pledge. So you just informed us that post-March, you will request the bankers for release of some pledge. So let's say 1 year from now, what will be the promoter pledge? What percentage can the promoter pledge come down to?
So, if, you know, discussions with lenders go well, we are targeting around pledge going down to around 50-60%.
Okay. And my next question was on the arbitration awards. So, what amount can we expect going forward in this year and next year? Any amount expected?
So see, between arbitration awards and real estate monetization, we had kept a target around 150-200 crores each year.
So what we have realized is only from the real estate. So any amount expected from the arbitration awards?
Yeah, maybe 50-60 crores.
Is that in current year or next year?
Current year.
And any estimate for next year?
Next year, again, see, it is difficult to say anything between arbitration award and real estate. We are saying between 150-200 crores should come next year also.
Okay, and now we have submitted tenders for about 35,000 crores. So out of this, how much for pumped hydro storage products projects?
Out of 34,000, pumped hydro storage is around 10%.
Okay. And going forward, will this bid submitted increase next year?
Yes. So pump storage projects, we are expecting an increase in the bidding.
Okay. And my last question was on the tunneling part. So any orders expected going forward for tunnels?
So tunnels also we have bidded and more projects are coming up for tunnels. So we should be getting, so generally see our order book mix what we have today, in between it may go heavier, but it may be remaining in the same range in the longer period.
And this land which we have sold, is the full 200 acres in Chengalpattu has been sold?
Yeah, it is all together.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all. And we can take your calls separately on email or whatever if you have more. Thank you.
On behalf of Share India Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.